The Vancouver Community Network is a nonprofit organization that provides free internet and cell phone services to assist individuals and community groups so that information, resources, and opportunities on the internet is accessible to the homeless in Vancouver. Recently, the VCN has created a street messaging system to alert disadvantaged and vulnerable people in Metro Vancouver with information about shelter, food services, health alerts, and employment opportunities. With the increase of the homeless population in Vancouver, the VCN is working towards using these cell phone services to help end street homelessness. This is Chasey Axelson, the Executive Director of the VCN, here to talk more about the VCN and the street messaging system. Can you tell us a little bit about Vancouver Community Network and the organization's main goals?
Sure. The Vancouver Community Network is an ISP provider, so it's an internet service provider for people who want free access to the internet. We provide basically dial-up service for free in Vancouver, well, anywhere that this would be a phone line, as well as technical support for free, and, you know, we'll do web hosting, a lot of good work for organizations in the Lower Mainland.
What are the services you provide, and how does it benefit the homeless people of Vancouver?
Oh, sure. Well, the services that we provide are primarily around internet communications technology.
Okay.
So we will not only help people understand how a computer works and give them training and support, we'll take them through how the internet works. We'll also, again, we provide free access to the internet. We do provide free Wi-Fi in some of the shelters here in Vancouver as well,
mm-hmm.
and free Wi-Fi in the Woodward's building as well. More recently, we started, we launched a program called the Street Messaging Service. Sorry, the Street Messaging System is a web platform that allows for social service agencies to send text messages about, you know, various things around shelter, food, health, hygiene, jobs and training, so people who have registered their cell phones on the system.
How do homeless people, for example, access the cell phones?
You know, we've been actually doing quite a bit of research on cell phone use in the sort of vulnerable populations, and we're finding that 8 out of 10 people have cell phones already. I know it seems surprising, but frankly, a cell phone is really, really important to you and I, and it's actually even more important to someone who may be struggling with poverty or have challenges with where their home is. Without a home line, of course, the cell phone becomes the one way that people can always reach them.
Are there ways to maybe get the other, you said 8 out of 10 people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, how about the other? I know it's a small population. Yeah. are you doing anything to maybe get in contact or get in touch with those people?
Well, you can register an email on the system as well, but primarily the system is designed for people who would be, you know, it's more immediate messaging. It's messaging around a shelter, potentially, you know, there's spaces available, or, you know, it's been shut for the day because of a fire, flood, you know, whatever. Or there's free food that's being delivered on the corner of whatever and whatever, so that, you know, people can get there. It's kind of more emergent and immediate. It's a true sort of billboard, in a way, an electronic billboard for people to get information about the system, whatever it is they need in order to improve their lives.
How long have the services been running?
We started the pilot project in September. We got funding from the Canadian Internet Registries Authority. They have a community investment project that was giving away about $1 million a year for organizations that are looking to help disadvantaged and vulnerable people. And so this is a program that we kind of developed. It's interestingly enough, I did some work at UBC, and I found out about the, you know, sort of alert system that they had there for students. If there's an emergency on campus, you'll get a cell phone sort of text from the administration. And I thought, well, we can do that. And so we did.
Did the organization face any difficulties since it was founded?
The street messaging system or VCN? Because the Vancouver Community Network was actually the first way that people, like just general people in Vancouver, had access to the internet. So it was called a free net 20 years ago. So in 1993, we started providing internet services for people to, you know, get on the internet and find out what was happening on what they called then the World Wide Web. It wasn't until 1997 that TELUS even thought that it was a worthwhile thing to start asking people if they wanted to pay for. But we've always done it for free. So there's always going to be challenges. You know, one of the big challenges that we have with VCN, I suppose, at the moment is maintaining relevance in a broadband and Wi-Fi world when, you know, what we have to offer to the entire population of Vancouver is free access, but via, you know, a dial-up. But we're still, you know, doing that stuff to cross the digital divide and get people learning and knowing more about internet communications. And it's been a blast.
So on a lighter note, do you have a rewarding experience that you would like to share during your experience with VCN?
Wow, there's so many. You know, we actually get letters from people who tell us how important our work is, and I think that for me is a big reward, is when you know, because it is sort of, you feel a little bit like you're working in a bubble, like you're not working with people every single day, you're kind of working across wires, and you don't really think about how that might be impacting people's lives, but, you know, certainly the senior citizens that we work with, and, you know, some of the people who have challenges. For instance, there was one fellow who has a Facebook site that he runs, you know, particularly highlighting missing women and people, missing people across Canada. And, you know, his computer died. He didn't have access, and we were able to outfit him with a free computer. Because that's just one of the things we will do. We have a redundant computer. We'll do that. And he was so glad, so happy that we were there to help him when, you know, he lived in, you know, below the poverty line, well below the poverty line. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's pretty great. We also helped the Acorn Society in New Westminster in the same way. I don't know if you remember, about a year and a half ago, there was a massive fire that took out some of the historic districts in New Westminster. And one of the organizations there was a society that we were, you know, able to go in, rewire their offices when they found new ones, and actually provide them with redundant computers that we had as well, all for free.
What are some ways people can get involved, so the public or community members?
Mm-hmm. We're always looking for volunteers. Mm-hmm. You know, people are able to phone our technical support lines for free and get help with whatever computer issues they might be having. So we always need volunteers to help us with the helplines. We do work at the UBC Learning Exchange as well, so I know that they, you know, often need help, and we will actually get some interns and do much of that work too. We do often need help with, you know, certain workshops and things like that. You know, I hate to say it, but always sending money, you know, to help people who can't usually afford what, you know, internet access on their own. That's, you know, always a good thing. And, you know, just generally thinking about the digital divide and wondering how we can make sure that it's equitable and democratic as possible, you know, and sending us insights. I mean, UBC students are so brilliant. It would be great to see ideas from them, even just ideas of what the digital divide means and how we can cross it more efficiently.
This is Akira Shu reporting for Groundwire at CITR 101.9 FM on the traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations in Vancouver.